Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
So Jeff said earlier this, well, why don't you guys? It's really hard to talk while with a blindfold on.
That's odd. That's an odd thing
to say. Two different senses working, but I can't get them working together.
Jeff set up a surprise for Bert this morning that he's going to be really excited about. He just has no idea what's happening. So we actually told him to put on a blindfold. So he has on the eye mask that I normally sleep with on his eyes. And he can't see anything right now.
It's really weirding him out, too. Like his hands and arms are doing weird things.
Next to him.
I don't like to have anything over my eyes like this. Freaking me out.
He's getting claustrophobic.
Do you want to put your hand on Wendy's elbow? Like,
no.
Stevie went.
Her elbow.
That's not just her elbow.
But yeah, Jeff, I mean, we tease Jeff because sometimes he, you know, can play practical jokes. And so I think Bert is having trust issues right now with Jeff because it's like, well, he's got this surprise. I'm blindfolded. I don't know what's going on. And, you know, he's wondering if this is going to be a huge success or if it's going to be just something to tease Bert about.
And Jeff has certainly given us enough reasons over the year not to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you guys know what it is and I'm blindfolded gives me some kind of comfort.
We got your back.
Here's the deal. It's been a rough week for Bert. You know, it's getting
that bad.
It's getting, well, you had like, it's getting close to Christmas, which is stressful. And then also there's a kind of a corporate meeting that was just not fun. And then he had to go to the doctor and get the finger in the butt thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was the highlight of the week, actually.
You know, so
that physical go well yesterday there, Bert?
I got through it. I almost escaped, actually. Like, he did the whole physical part, and he was walking out the door when he's not doing it. He's not doing it. And he, as he opened the door, he's like, oh, yeah, you're over 40 now, right?
Oh,
no! Turn back around and, yeah. So, I thought I almost escaped.
So, Bert has remarked many times that there is a couple of things, but there is something that consistently will put Bert in a great mood.
Mm-hmm. I already know what you've done. This is awesome. I knew it when you said it.
Yo, this is why I quit.
Yeah, man. No way. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Wyclef in studio.
I knew it. This is awesome. How are you?
I'm good, man. And sorry about the thumb in the butt.
I tell you, if it was just the thumb, I'd have been okay, but I think he went full arm on it.
But you are right. You know, when you pass 40, you got to get that.
Have you been having to get that done now for a couple of years?
Not yet. I'm 37.
Let me tell you, dude.
So I'm getting scared. I want to be 40.
You'll know as soon as you walk in the room, they've got like this big old glob of like ointment, and there's a rubber glove next to it, and you're like, I'm 40. It's time.
I did a colonic before, though.
Oh, what was that like?
I mean, it was painful.
The first one was painful. I would just be embarrassed by somebody else being in the room.
No, the crazy thing is like the person who's in the room with you, I mean, you know what you're going through, and they trying to make it seem like there's nothing going on. You know? I'm like, yo, woman, you're putting something in my butt.
There's
stuff coming out. Like, hey, how's your day? How's the what? I'm like, I don't feel good right now.
People swear by it, though. Like, if you go once, you keep going back.
Really?
Have you gone back more than once?
Yeah, I went back, man. You know, I go like once a year.
You feel better afterwards? Like, what's the feeling?
No, after. Actually, I'm just a freak.
He goes back for the conversation because it's where he gets all caught up.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
I got one shot to talk to Wycliffe, and I just spent 4 minutes and 55 seconds talking about his ass.
I know. We had the camera on Bert's face for the surprise, but I think the real surprise was Wycliffe's face when I explained that part of the reason we're doing this is because Bert went to the doctor for that yesterday.
Dude, it is so great having you in here. I have really been a fan for years, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Obviously, it started off with the Fugees, yeah. And Carnival is the album that I'll put in whenever I'm going out and I want to be in a good mood or I want to work out. That's the one, man.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate that. So
it's been ringtones and ringbacks for years.
And you're the dude for me, man. I wish this was in some VIP club, you know, somewhere, and we were, you know, partying it up a little bit. That's how I had it in my head, but this is going to work.
Yeah, but we're not. We're in a radio studio at 7:45 talking about colonics. But you know what? It's close.
What are you doing in town?
Man, I'm out here promoting these boots, Timberland Yile Haiti boots. You know, I just did a big partnership with Timberland, and today we're actually going to be at the Underground Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And the idea is when you pick up these Timberland boots, $2 of the boot goes back to tree planting in Haiti.
Which is where you're from.
Which is where I'm from. And the idea is this holiday, not only can you just, you know, get something, but get something that really matters. So the idea is it is going to be kind of cold out here. So when you get your Timberlands, make sure you get the ones that say Yele Haiti on them, because actually you'll be making a difference and stuff. And we're also going to be at the mall, South Lake Mall, at 7 o'clock. It went through my Twitter yesterday that there was a bomb scare. At that moment.
Yes. Oh, that's the Santa Claus.
Did you hear about this? The details on this thing are so scary. Have you heard about this?
No, break it down.
It's comical. Yeah. It's almost embarrassing that Atlanta's going to be branded with this today.
Yeah, because the mall Santa there was having a receiving line for pictures, and there was a guy that was dressed like an elf that was in line to take a picture with Santa, and once he got up there, he let him know that he had dynamite in his bag. So the Santa went to the mall security, said this dude's got, you know, a bomb or something, and then they had the police come out and they had to evacuate the mall. So
the guy was actually dressed like an elf.
Yeah,
your comment earlier was hilarious.
Yeah, I thought it was like a little person, but
like
it's
a
full grown man.
No, the pickup line.
Which was what?
You said you thought that the dynamite in his pants was like a bad pickup line.
Like some sexual pickup line. Like, you want to see the dynamite that I have in my bag. Yeah, but it was a real deal. So that's the mall that you're going to be at?
Yeah, so we're going to be there. I mean, hopefully I won't run into this dude. But
can you do
if I do, it's all good. I'll have him buy a pair of Yile Haiti Timberland boots.
Can you do us a favor, and when you go to other cities and you're telling, you know, if it comes up that one of your events is canceled, can you not tell them it was because it was a bomb carrying elf?
No, I got you.
Cool.
I'm more interested in the blindfold thing because I'm from Brooklyn. So early in the morning, blindfolding somebody is kind of scary. When I came in here, man, I can't front to you, man. I'm from the hood. So I was like, yo, somebody going to let y'all going to blindfold this dude? Then I'm going to walk in. What if this guy freak out, start moving his hand, punch me in the face?
What's going on with Fugees here, man? 1 year I hear you guys are getting back. The next year I hear like you're fed up trying to put the whole project together. Then I hear it's going back on again.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know I'm the Martin Luther King of the Fugees.
Serious?
I mean, we went definitely. We did Dave Chappelle's block party. Big shout out to Dave Chappelle. The funny thing, everybody was trying to get the Fugees together, but somehow Dave Chappelle was able to get all three of us in a room and hypnotize us with his voice. It was like, you will do my show. You will do my show. And then we did the Dave Chappelle show. Definitely attempted to go back to the studio, but me as a producer, it has to feel a certain way. So I'd rather live on the myth of a great album than do something that's mediocre. Because, you know, if you've heard artists come back and you're like, man, it don't sound like one. So I basically just moved on and I got with Shakira. I did the Hips Don't Lie. Mm-hmm. Maria Santana. Right now I have a mixtape out with DJ Drama. And my next Wyclef Jean album is coming out next year. So as far as the Fugees, hopefully they can catch up before I turn 40.
You know what I mean? Before you get that time. Before you have to go to high tech.
You know? But I'm moving full throttle with a lot of production, and I have a lot of great music coming out. You know, with the Fugees situation, I think because the Fugees are like the hip hop Beatles, I always feel like mm-hmm. Paul McCartney, where it doesn't matter whatever I'm doing, you know. They're like, man, yeah, Paul, you're great. So when is the Beatles going to have an album?
Yeah. Are you over people asking you about it? Would you just wish they wouldn't ask you about it? Or is it sort of like a almost like a badge of honor that that band was so good and so memorable that people want you to be together?
I mean, it's definitely a badge of honor because understand, like, you know, coming from where I came from, Haiti, you know, and growing up in the projects of Brooklyn and moving to New Jersey and deciding that I'm going to build a studio like right behind a crack house. And inside of this studio, I'm going to do an album, which turned out to be the score, is probably one of the most amazing, you know, stories of my life. So in that sense, I think that's why when people hear the Fugees beyond the music, people felt, I always tell people, you know, you can have hits, but a culture phenomenon is something else where people feel like you're doing music where you're putting people together. So I always walk with that badge.
Is it a no-win situation for you guys? I mean, it was so big. Fugees were so big that even if you reunite and you do great music, it'll always be compared to the first one. So it's a lose-lose all the way around?
No, it's not a lose-lose all the way around. I think, you know, great music always prevails. I mean, when you have the Beatles catalogs, you have certain things you like more. Or if you have Miles Davis catalog. I think great music is great music, you know. But I always say, like, the biggest song of all time is so, for example, the Fugees, Killing Me Softly. I was like, one time, two time, boom, psh, right? And it was great for the band. I made somebody a whole lot of money, but I didn't make that money because I didn't write the song, right? Now you take a song like Hips Don't Lie, Shakira, that I wrote, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then that song gets as much airplay as Michael Jackson and the Elvis song. Now all of that money and that publishing comes to me. So, you know, in the big scope of things, you know, as a writer, sometimes it's beneficial for me. So you always got to look at it like, okay, well, if I was with the Fugees, maybe I wouldn't have gave you Hips Don't Lie. Maybe I wouldn't have gave you Sweetest Girl. Maybe I don't really think back like that. I'm just like, you know, if they ever get back together, I definitely know with the tone and the pulse that I'm on, the music will definitely come out great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think we need to get Wyclef Jean on our No More Hot Atlanta campaign.
Yeah, that's what all the calls are about right now.
Okay.
I was just about to take
I want to take
five
this opportunity.
You want to try to explain it to him?
Well, basically, everybody who doesn't live in Atlanta still calls Atlanta Hot Atlanta.
Okay.
But if you live here, it's kind of old and cheesy and it's kind of corny.
It represents old school. We're past it.
We're just like trying to grow as a city and move on from it. So we're trying to enlist everybody to help us with the No More Hot Atlanta campaign. So call it the A, call it the ATL, just not Hot Atlanta. And if you can pass along the word to your celeb friends, we're thinking it'll start a movement.
It comes up.
I'll send it on my at Wyclef. I have like over a million people.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Nice.
Perfect.
Yes.
No More Hot Atlanta.
You know, you could tell them that you're in Atlanta and just let them know that we don't refer to it as Hot Atlanta anymore.
Okay, I got you.
Could touch a million people for us, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I'll let them know away.
Big. All right, so again, you are going to be at the same mall where the elf scares Santa.
Elf with dynamite.
Reschedule.
Santa scares straight and hold
away. On account of elf with bomb, reschedule.
And is that today?
Yeah, it's today. It's definitely on and it's going to happen. The mall sent a text and it was like, everything is back in order. Nothing to worry about. Wyclef, you'll be okay. I mean, because the worst thing I want to do is go back to Brooklyn. or don't make it back to Brooklyn. They're like, what happened? Man, Clef went to Hot Atlanta. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, Clef went to ATL, you know, and him and Santa, you know, they went to this mall and they got like blown up by some elf. Now, Clef's stupid, man.
That's not a good way to end the legacy, man. That is not a good way. Wyclef, it's awesome to have you in here. Thanks for the surprise, man. This really is a dream come true for me. So thanks, man.
Thank you.
Get it. The Bert Show.